Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. Welcome to my house. Getting just a little bitty taste. It's funny to watch this newscast and have them all tell us winter has moved in. That's winter as defined by local Phoenicians and Tucsonans. But we are getting moisture. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that, as well as some nice snow up north. Boy, it's going to be hard not to jump in the car and head north the next couple days and just take a look at the snow. Boy, I'll tell you, that last issue, Arizona Highways, has a pictorial section just on the Grand Canyon. And there's a couple pictures of the snow-covered Grand Canyon. And I'm going to find how I can get that picture hung in our house.
Just never get tired of it. I never get tired of pictures of the Grand Canyon.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous.
There's so many different angles,
right?
When it snows.
I know.
When it's sunny, you know,
I know.
When the sun hits.
Oh, gosh.
That turned a year.
It's different step by step, moment by moment. It's a pretty special place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we get into the topic of home ownership, home remodeling, home improvement, in and about and around your house, home, castle, or cabin, I promised I would start this hour with something that would hopefully melt away all your anxiety about the current events that are going on in our neighborhoods, in our communities, our state, our nation, and the world. And I like to read. I love to read. And I'm gonna tell you the best book I'm reading right now. But one of the better books I've read recently, who doesn't love the movie and the novel, Forrest Gump? Is that a great movie?
Terrific movie.
That's a great movie.
And if you haven't seen it in 15 years, see it again.
See it again.
Yeah. Watch
it again.
It's even better.
It's pertinent. It's very pertinent. Well, the man that wrote that novel, his name is Winston Groom. He has recently come out, and he loves history because you know that from the movie. He has recently come out with a book called The Patriots, Founding Brothers. And let me just read a little, okay? Partisan bickering and juvenile name-calling is nothing new in American politics. It's not new, y'all. There are people all over the world trying to tell you we're in worse condition than we've ever been in the history of the country. We're not. The election of 1800 was so savagely fought, it resulted in a deadly duel, a constitutional amendment, and lifelong estrangement among what once were fast friends, the founding fathers. Whatever we think of modern political discourse, present-day mudslingers are relative amateurs when stacked against the 18th century forefathers. So I want you, if you think this is the worst it's ever been, it's not. We have got the tradition, the legacy, and the hope of America to carry us forward. This book, The Patriot, ends this way. Listen to this quote. Hamilton, Jefferson, and Adams made the country what it is today, and their dust still sparkles like stars in the minds of their fellow Americans. And these guys hated each other. All right? So America will continue. And on that topic, a book I'm reading right now that should be in everybody's library is by a man who immigrates here. The man's name is George. It's a tough name. He comes from the country of Georgia, Azerbaijan. His name is George Papashvili. And the book is called Anything Can Happen. Now, I found it. It was a gift to me, and it's a very small book. It was actually written in the 40s, and it on Harper and Brothers published it, And on the title page, it says, this book is incomplete, and in its complete and unabridged contents is manufactured in strict conformity with the government regulations on saving paper. We were under a paper crisis when this book was written. So it's about 5 by 8. It's about the size of a postcard. It's under 200 pages long. And it's a story of a man that immigrates to the United States. I promise you, if you get this book, and I searched it on Amazon last night just to see if it was available, and there are copies for $13, $14. Their first edition copy is $900. I promise you, before you get to the second chapter, this author, George, is going to be your best friend. It is a story about an immigrant to America who gets arrested because of the language barriers, sticks it out, marries an American woman, works in the Detroit auto manufacturing facilities, moves to California, lives the American dream. And after being here 40 years, he takes his wife home to Tbilisi and writes another book, Home Again Home. These are two of the best books I've read that are restoring my hope in this great country, regardless of what the newsmakers want to make you believe is so wrong with this country. Hang in there, America. At my house, we're going to be fine. Just stick to it. All right. We're here about home improvement, home remodeling. I want to repeat, the book is The Patriots by Winston Groom. Pick it up. Read it. It's a very, very enjoyable read. All right. We've got people that are already calling in, 1-888-767-4348, that want to talk home remodeling, home improvement, and we'll get to those callers. If you get in, if you make that phone call, you're going to hear an auto attendant. Just push the number 1, and that will bypass the introduction and put you in direct contact with my daughter, Carol Grace Vore, in the call screening booth, and she'll get your name and your question, just like she did with Ray, who's calling from Phoenix. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. My problem is I purchased 2 toilets about 6 weeks ago, and I had them installed, and after a couple of weeks, I realized that they're not flushing properly because there's not enough water in them, being energy efficient, of course. So the waste sometimes just remains there, and I have to scrub it out. So I called the factory, and they said to take a mirror and look in under the rim for the holes.
Okay.
Hey, I'm like 80 years old, and I'm not going to do that. Now I've got to have some other alternative.
Well, that's interesting, Ray. Are you comfortable sharing with me how much you spent per toilet?
Probably about $200 each.
Okay. All right. Well, that should be enough in the modern era to get a toilet that works. Did a licensed, bonded, insured plumbing contractor install the toilets?
Yes, and they came out and said that the water level in the tank was as it should be, and because it was an energy-efficient toilet, that there's not enough water in the bowl. See, it doesn't flush away everything. Not all the time.
Is that a 2-flush toilet?
It doesn't have 2 knobs, one for liquids and one for solids, does it?
No, it's just a plain, ordinary toilet. I just wondered if you had any ideas.
Well, I've got plenty of ideas, but unfortunately, it may take another toilet. We have low-volume toilets that do a very good job of doing a very good job of what you're not happy with. I would like to talk to the plumber who's installed and ask him, has he done a pressure test on the house? The toilets you had before, how old were they?
Well, they were here probably when the house was built, is in the late 70s.
And they were working fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were just so low, and I just wanted to upgrade the house to begin with.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking we've maybe overpacked the wax ring as the plumber was reinstalling the unit. Something's inhibiting the flow of some type. There's a couple things we can do and check, Ray. I'll get in touch with you offline, find out who installed it. I'll visit with them, and then we'll kind of go from there. I'll solve this for you. Hopefully it won't mean taking a look at whether or not the company will take the fixtures back. But I'm thinking, when I learn what brand name the toilets are, I'm thinking we ought to be able to fix this. I appreciate your call. That's why you call Rosie on the house. That's why we show up every Saturday morning. So when you want to get rid of the debris of your house, we can help you get that done. Lots of things could be going on there. But today, that's enough money to spend on a low-volume toilet. It should be working just fine. Something's fundamentally wrong with the installation. That's my number one suspicion. So without pointing fingers or accusing anybody of anything, I just want to visit with a man that installed it and see what possibly could be going on. As we're on our way out to our first break here, I'd like to ask you all to do me a favor. On our website, y'all all know you can vote for us as the number one contractor referrer service in Arizona. We've won that title 13 years in a row, overpowering all the national companies that try and come into Arizona and do the same thing. Well, they've started another contest, arizonacentral.com/best of. Log on there, give them your name, your email address, and cast a vote for who you think might be the best remodeler in Arizona.